Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Samech Aleph, Kiddushin 61a, pagination is 121. We have mentioned on a number of occasions the concept of a Tanai. A Tanai means a condition. A person is doing a certain act, but he's doing it conditionally. This is not simply a Gilui Das, that he's revealing his intent, that he doesn't want to do it if certain parameters aren't met in terms of either honesty or situational. He's under the understanding that he's moving to Eretz Yisrael, so he's selling his house. We're not dealing right now with revealing his intent, but rather with a condition. A condition is a very specific thing where the person says, I want this event to take place. I really do. I want this to take place, but it is conditional on something which I anticipate that you're going to come through. I expect you to give me $200, and I expect it to be a valid get. Or I want it to be a good kiddushin. It's conditional that I'm going to give you $200. The concept of conditions finds its parameters in Psukim in Parshas Matos, where Moshe makes a condition with the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven, two of the tribes who requested land outside of Eretz Yisrael proper. They wanted land me'ever la'yarden, on the other side of the Jordan. And Moshe makes a condition, provided that they fight for the land that Yehoshua will yet have to conquer, provided that they do that, they can get the land that was already conquered and that they are requesting. The Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Tes, and Lamed in Parshas Matos. Vayomer Moshe Aleihem, and Moshe said to them, Im Yavru b'nei God u'b'nei Reuven itchem, if the children of God and Reuven will go with you, he's expressing the condition, v'nichbisha ha'aretz lefneichem, and they will conquer, then, unisatem lehem es eretz ha'gilad la'achuza, you should grant them the land that they are requesting. And then Moshe continues, V'im lo ya'avru chalutzim itchem, and if they don't go with you as the vanguard, v'nochazu besochechem be'eretz Canaan, they should get with you in the land of Canaan, what we describe as Eretz Yisrael proper. So we see a number of things from the wording of this condition. Notably, Moshe said it twice. He made sure to make it clear, both the hain, what happens if they do it, and also the lav, what happens if they don't do it. And it is indeed kaful. He said something, and he didn't wait for anyone to make inferences and assume what the flip side was. He made it very clear. And if they don't do what was described, then the following will happen. Our Mishnah tells us that this is the approach of Reb Meir, and it is the approach used in Shulchan Aruch, that when a person makes a condition, that means he wants the event to occur, the kinyan to occur, he wants it to occur, but he's making it conditional. There is a certain way that a condition has to be worded in order for it to be effective. Towards the bottom of the Amud, Masnisin, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol Tanai She'eno Ketanai B'nei God U'v'nei Reuven, any condition that doesn't match the guidelines of the condition made with the children of God and Reuven, Eno Tanai, it's not going to be considered a valid condition. She'ne'emar, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer aleihem, and Moshe said to them, Im yavru b'nei God u'v'nei Reuven, if they will go with you, this is what happens. Uksiv im lo ya'avru chalutzim, and if they don't go, this is what happens. Rashi describes the different things that are learnt out of this set of psukim. And indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simen Lamed Ches, Se'if Aleph and Beis, and a bit beyond that as well, we see what the condition terminologies are going to take into account. The Mechaber writes, Kol tonight, Tzorech Lios Bo Dalet Dvarim, there are four notable things that have to be in a condition, Ve'elu Hein, and these are they. Sheyiya Kofel, it has to be doubled. You have to say, what happens if yes? What happens if no? Ve'sheyiya Hein Shelo Kodem Lelav, you have to first say the yes condition is met, and then say what happens if the condition is not met. Ve'sheyiya Hatanai Kodem Lemaisa, the condition has to be before the action. We'll discuss this in a moment. V'shiyya hatanai davar she'efsha l'kaimo, and it has to be that the condition is something that could be fulfilled. V'im chaser hatanai echad mehem, if one of these things is missing, hatanai batal, the condition is going to fall off. And she would be, in this case, mikudeshes miyad ki'ilu lo hisna klal. The kiddushin works without any condition, because the condition that was attached to the activity wasn't attached with the proper wording. Now, there is a Ramah in Sif Gimel, which makes a fascinating statement. If a person would be Omer Stam, he simply says, Shemasna kitanai b'nei god of b'nei ru'uvein. He wants his condition to work like the tanai of b'nei god of b'nei ru'uvein. There is an approach that says, have a tanai gomer, that works as a tanai. And if a person did not know, wasn't scholarly enough to know how to approach this, perhaps that would be an approach that he simply words it like a Tanai, B'nei God, and B'nei Reuven. Now, one of the conditions was Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, the condition is before the activity, and there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether this means that the Tanai has to be totally articulated before he gives the money, which is the action, or even in the condition has to be worded before the activity part of the condition is worded. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan Simen Lamed Ches, Se'if Lamed, writes, Sheyomar, he should word it, Imtitni li mona hareat mikudeshesli. If you will give me this certain coin, then you will be mikudeshes to me, v'im lo titni, and if you don't give, eincha mikudeshes, you're not going to be mikudeshes. You'll notice that even though many of the Mishnayos we encountered were talking shorthand, the actual text of a condition is very specific. If you will give me the coin, then you will be mikudeshes, is the Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. Again, if a person wants to word something as a Tanai, he wants to build in a condition, he should make sure to have expert guidance, because if it's not done properly, he could end up with a kinyan that he did and a Tanai that he was counting on actually having no effect because it wasn't done according to the rules of Tanaim, which have to follow B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.